Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snythman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org.
Build resistance, resilience, and recovery into your agriculture operation with the No-Till on the Plains AIM Symposium, presented by Green Cover Seed. Thursday, January 26th in Salina, Kansas, Odette Menard, Jay Feuer, and Brian McCornack will discuss building a healthy system while managing for changing weather, disease pressure, pest invasion, and market fluctuations. Come early for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference. That's January 24th and 25th. Early bird pricing extended through December. Register now at notill.org.
Cattle futures today went higher. We were 107 higher points in the December live cattle at 114.35. We had some 116 cash trade mid-morning here, which was very positive, considering we started the week at a 115 ask and a 112 bid. Midweek had some 112, and then it just kept going higher to finish the week quite strong. Of course, tomorrow is a shortened holiday trading day. We close about halfway through the day at noon, so there will be some compacted markets here, and maybe that's the reason why for the demand here on Thursday. Feeder cattle were 37 to 85 higher or so higher here to close the day. Tomorrow we've got an on-feed report, which will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Some pretty big numbers here for the placements and marketed number. But on-feed as of December 1st was 98.6% of the previous year, so a little bit lower. Placements 113.3% of November of previous year. So big jump in placements over the previous year. Marketings were 116.5%. Again, that'll be tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Usually those reports are at 2 p.m. after the market close. But with tomorrow trading day being shortened, they have put it at 11 a.m. during open trading hours.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were under pressure here. Beans led the way down 10 to 12 and a half cents. Disappointing day for the bean long positions as we're back below $10 on most contracts. March was just slightly above it. Closed there about 10.04, but below the moving average. The 50-day moving average was 10.19, so we're 15 cents below it. Looking for the next support level down in the 9.85 area. So about another 20 cents down. Back in August, the contract went to about $9.40, so we're still significantly off the contract lows there in the soybeans. If you look at November 2017, which is the new crop, and what we're going to use to make the planting decision on, we're about 87 or 90 cents away from the low set back in August, but they're below the 50-day moving average, and so there's a potential for the trend to kind of switch directions here. As these hedge funds are long, if they continue to get out. Yesterday, they were long about 108,000 contracts. So still a significant amount for them to get out. Now, wheat continues to disappoint us. We're down 2 to 3 cents there on the Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures. Corn was about unchanged. Exports this morning were disappointing for wheat, right in the average to a little bit on the high end for the corn, and were really high for soybeans. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.